We are joined now by a special agent in charge of the Detroit field office, Special Agent Brian Thomas. He's the acting special agent in charge, Detroit field office, for the Internal Revenue Service criminal investigation. We already know from having Luis Garcia on our show on a regular basis that when he says, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help," Luis certainly means that, and that's always been the case. He's helped us along the way for years. Now meeting Brian Thomas, special agent in charge, acting special agent in charge of the Detroit IRS criminal investigation, in not a moment too soon, as the IRS criminal investigation team is seeing a surge in scams tied to, in this case, economic impact payments. We know it's been happening. We know millions and millions of dollars have been scammed. Now we're finding out what the Internal Revenue Service is doing about it. Brian Thomas, welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show. And for that matter, via North Carolina and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and now here in Detroit. Welcome.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure. We've already talked this morning. This is a different topic than you were expecting, but we've already talked this morning about how even our iPhone is now vulnerable to scams. And it's one of those no-click intrusions and the takeover of our iPhones without us doing anything wrong at all, which is why we're urging people to do the software update that Apple has offered as of yesterday to protect ourselves. But they're everywhere. Criminals are everywhere. It's not hard to imagine that with as much money involved in those economic impact payments, that there have been plenty of scams, and you're running them down.
Yes, that's correct. So what we're seeing is the majority of the taxpayers have already received multiple rounds of that economic impact payments, and we've seen a surge in what we deem what we call a phishing scam. They come in either via text and or an email, and what happens is people sometimes will click on these links, and you'll get malware or any type of intrusion, which you were just talking about, downloaded on the phone, and the criminals can actually image the phone or clone it and see everything that you have on your phone. So you have to be careful on that type of stuff. My best advice into that is when you get those types of texts and or emails, just delete them.
I'm telling you, Special Agent Brian Thomas with the IRS, I am getting more of those than I've ever gotten before, virtually one or two every day now. And if people aren't careful, they're going to click on one of these things, and then they're going to be in trouble. So the best thing we can do is help people be aware of these scams and avoid becoming a victim. It's the old rule of if it seems too good to be true, it is too good to be true. I've gotten, hey, congratulations for paying your utility bill on time. We want to give you a special gift. Click here. Or, hey, two people won this week's contest. You and Mary Jones, congratulations. Collect your winnings. Click here. I mean, it's like, to me, it's obvious, but to a lot of people, it may not be.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons, you know, we're trying to get out and do these what I would call outreaches to the general public to not only protect them but to educate them on things that they should be looking for in these texts and or phishing emails. You know, some of the common things that I see in the phishing emails and or text, misspellings. There's doing what we call a typo squat. Basically is where you have a misspelled word, but they'll input a different digit in there to make it look like it's a spelled the same word instead of in what I mean by a typo squat. You may have a one. They may put an I in for a one in there. So when you got to make sure that you actually read and not just skim over the email and or text.
And by the way, these guys are seemingly fearless, which would indicate they don't really believe they're going to get caught. You should know that they've used the IRS in many of their scams. And you should know, as we've told you several times from Luis Garcia, you should know how the IRS communicates with taxpayers. The IRS does not send unsolicited texts or emails. The IRS does not threaten individuals with jail or lawsuits, nor does it demand tax payments on gift cards or via cryptocurrency. We should. It seems kind of crazy that we have to repeat that, but we do, because people don't know and they are vulnerable. But I'm not kidding when I say, Brian, if I may call you Brian, please call me Paul, and that is, they seem to be acting as if they can't get caught. Are you catching these people?
Yes. It takes time to build a criminal case, but we will eventually catch them in one shape or form. And not only does the IRS criminal investigation catch them, but we work with our other law enforcement partners, to help track down these folks, whether they're in foreign countries or here domestically in the United States.
We're running off to the news here, but if people are caught stealing or fooling around these scams with economic impact payments, they'll be held to pay because they're stealing from the American people. They're defrauding the American taxpayers. I want to thank you, Acting Special Agent in Charge of the Detroit IRS Criminal Investigation Office, Brian Thomas. Thank you so much. We appreciate your work.
Thanks, Paul. I greatly appreciate it. I just want to say one thing. If you do come across a phishing email and or text, please report it to phishing@irs.gov.
phishing@irs.gov. And I didn't even ask him about what we spoke with the Congressman Huizenga, because that's not his area.